due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
Oh, see? I just can't stand.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
It's about time you did something right.
Damn!
Yeah!
Acknowledge me!
Bitch! Shut up!
You get nothing!
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
You are dealing with the best in the world! Go fuck yourself!
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and Thanksgiving's next week. Where is everybody?
As per usual, nobody's here.
I'm sorry, Stat Boy. I know you hate working the show by your, more or less by yourself.
Yeah, that's how it usually goes this day and age, more or less.
Well, I'll try to make the best of it, because it's fun. I think it's been a fun week in wrestling.
Yeah.
As everybody seems to be having a blast, as we go into the last couple of dates of the John Cena Farewell Tour.
Yes.
His last appearance on Raw is at the Garden.
Not a surprise. Six-man tagging it, too, with Sheamus and,
Ray.
Yeah, Ray versus the Judgment Day. And apparently, unfortunately, in that match, Sheamus hurt his shoulder somehow. I doubt he actually hurt himself.
I'm not sure what had happened, but, I didn't find out about that till I watched SmackDown. That's because my schedule has been so ridiculous because of these holidays.
Yeah.
I watched everything the day of this taping. So.
Yep, I am not surprised. It is this holiday season, unfortunately.
But the six-man tag was a lot of fun. It's, you know, they're starting a tease with any final things they want to do with Ray and Dominic. They are showcasing JD McDonagh. They've been talking him up a lot on commentary, so I wonder where we're going with that.
Mm-hmm.
We had, there was a bunch of stuff in the middle.
Just a heads up for everybody listening out there, I am tired. But taking a look here, let's see now. Nikki Bella sneak attacking Stephanie Vaquer and demanding the title match.
And the crowd went mild.
Yep. The next one up, though, the crowd doesn't go mild. Solo Sikoa beats the wanted man, Dolph Ziggler.
Just a beautiful, a big surprise of a return. Yes, I was spoiled, yeah. Before that, but
same.
The crowd dug it. Yeah. Crowd absolutely dug it.
A shame that Solo had to win. Charlotte Flair essentially protecting her War Games compatriots. She's in War Games. The big one outside of Cena, Maxine Dupri. Beats Becky Lynch and becomes the Women's Intercontinental Champion after Becky takes her eyes off the prize and onto AJ Lee. And Becky is having a generational meltdown on Twitter.
Yay!
Yeah.
Thanks to AJ Lee's assistance, she was available for somebody to say, hey, have a minute. I want to talk to you about,
Yes.
Not this weekend, but next weekend.
Yes, and we'll get to more of that on SmackDown. The returning Gunther beat Javon Evans. Not a surprise that.
No, that and it's, Gunther looks great. I mean,
yeah,
you know, good to see him back, and I think he was on some of our short lists of final opponents for John Cena.
Yes, he's been on the short list for a while for me. Wouldn't surprise me if the finals are like, say, Gunther versus L.A. Knight. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be okay with that.
And then...
And with Sheamus...
Yeah, keep going.
Now, I was going to say, with Sheamus' injury, guess what? L.A. Knight's gotta wait again to find who his opponent's going to be.
Not nearly as long as you suspect.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Jason.
Hey, what's going on? Have you? What are we starting with?
We've already started, and we're going on. We've already started diving into Raw. Of course, we talked about Cena's last Raw match ever. It was a six-man tag with Sheamus, Cena, and Ray Ray facing off against the Judgment Day. Finny, Finn Cakes, JD McDonald, Google Me, and Dirty Dom.
Right, and of course, Dirty Dom is still a star.
Yeah.
He's still terrific.
Oh, did we talk about the Players Tribune article last week? I thought we did.
I believe we did.
Okay.
I believe we did. Yes, we did. But yes, that was really great on the 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
So Cena ends with, what was it? Thank you. That's all she wrote.
Yeah.
And she's out. And of course, he will be doing two more matches.
Yes.
One at the Survivor Series against Dom, which I think he will lose.
Yeah, he will lose there. And then the time is now. The final match of John Cena's career, December 13th.
Which is 3 weeks from tonight, I believe,
yeah,
yes?
December 13th, Saturday night's main event. Is that right?
Which he also announced is going to be an NXT versus WWE exhibition, so to speak.
Yes. I'm fine with that.
Well, yeah, because according to what he also said, he said Triple H gave him a program, and he was like, no. I want to do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing a ton of promos related to this.
Okay.
A ton.
Mm-hmm.
So interestingly enough, so then after that, Paul Heyman rolls up and basically tells Adam Pearce and says, if you thought that Drew McIntyre was pissed you off, wait till you see who we have for number five.
Yeah.
And of course, I knew exactly who it was, too.
I was hoping it wasn't, but yes, I was also pretty sure. Damn it. Okay. Damn it, Uncle Paul. Don't do that. Really, don't do that.
And then, of course, we get in a BS crossover... was it Andrew Schultz and a bunch of the New York Giants, including injured running back Cam Scadaboo, get into a fight with the Judgment Day? And believe it or not, since my dad and I watch all the sports shows, that made at least 2 to 3 days of media commentator basically saying, well, what are you, you know, some people like, well, what are you doing there? Having fun?
Yeah. I mean,
come on.
Excuse me, we can be wrestling fans too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Let them have their fun, and if the wrestlers are cool with it, then, you know, let's do it.
And besides, he didn't do anything that was hurtful. He did a shove.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal.
Yeah, that doesn't even get you 5 yards on the field, so
yep.
Hoop-de-doo.
Unless you're being pushed from behind. Hi, Philadelphia, how are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
What, a brotherly shove?
Yeah.
Yes. And then, of course, Nikki Bella lays out Stephanie Vaquera, which is
good.
Which I believe is also going to be on the Survivor Series, right? I think.
Yeah, so.
That's my refill break.
I'm just trying to check. Is that because there are how many matches there? Four. Yes. Four.
Yeah. Which means there's probably a match missing there, and that's at least one part of the reason why I'm not going to do pick-ems for it.
Okay. So then we get Solo Sikoa versus Dolph Ziggler.
The wanted man, as we mentioned earlier.
Correct.
And Ziggler got a warm reception from the MSG crowd.
Yes. I mean, maybe not as warm as Zack Ryder, but still. Maybe.
Well, a video which was released by WWE and others pointed out something very cool. Do you remember when Cena was a heel and he did his own version of the pipe bomb?
Yes, he mentioned Nick Mummick.
Yes.
And he also mentioned Matt Cardona.
Yes. He also mentioned Claudio Castagnoli. Foreshadowing, yes, but I'm still waiting on Claudio. Anyway,
yeah, I don't think Claudio's ever going to happen at this point.
Neither is Mox, but we'll get to that. But at least, you know, and the funny thing is, Matt Cardona has been defending himself all week, saying, "Look, if you're a fan, you know I do it. I'm a hoe." You know,
pretty much. You know, Bubba Ray said the same thing. You know, I'm a hoe. You know, you pay me enough money, I'll show up.
Well, not anymore, but I think he's retired now. But
well, you know what I mean.
Yes.
But maybe the not as warm welcome is because WWE is going to job him again.
Right, but all joking aside, he's probably going to make more money off those shirts in a week than he had, you know, who knows what he's going to make.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So Charlotte Flair actually made amends with Rhea, and she is officially on the team. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then we get to this, okay? Maxine Dupree defeats Becky Lynch for the Women's Intercontinental Championship.
Yep, and Becky has had a generational meltdown ever since because AJ Lee shows up, but never gets to ringside. Exactly.
No,
she stays in the aisle.
No, but people are starting to compare. And yes, I have to say this, but I'm going to say this.
I know what you're saying.
Say it.
Because Becky Lynch is doing a perfect President Trump meltdown tweet fest.
Yeah, she's been largely doing that gimmick now for about the last few weeks.
Especially this week.
Though. Yes.
Okay, and the way she's doing it is just, I mean, it's perfect. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's delusions of grandeur combined with the political zeitgeist of the moment.
Yeah.
It's all it is. And I'm, like I said, I'm okay with it. As long as she continues to do what she's doing in and out of the ring. Because Maxine Dupree is going to be a transitional champion.
Yeah.
We all know this.
She's going to be champ for a few weeks, and I'm okay with this.
Which also set something else up as well. Okay, which
we'll get to in a minute. On SmackDown.
Right, exactly. Gunther versus Javon Evans, by the way, thank you for the old music. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, Symphony Number 9's back.
Da, 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 da. Yes. Okay.
Yep.
And this match was exactly what I thought it was going to be. Okay. Javon Evans was fighting from behind and it was brilliant, but then kaboom. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Gunther looks great. Okay.
Yeah.
He looks great. He looks rested. I worry for a lot of other, for a lot of the other participants. And like I mentioned to Statboy, on a lot of short lists, be Cena's last opponent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm expecting that final match before Cena versus to be Gunther versus LA Knight.
Okay. Why?
Considering what's going on with next week's SmackDown, it feels like we're headed that direction. Gunther versus LA Knight, winner faces Cena, and that's going to be Gunther.
Indeed. So, so then in the back, okay, you know, sorry, I'm in the wrong window. Maxxine Dupri was interviewed, and then AJ's there, and then AJ is interrupted by Rhea, and Rhea says, "Let's chat." And I'm like, "Oh yeah,
yep,
good."
Yes, I'm like, please. All right, let's chat.
Okay. And then, of course, we get we get a brawl between the four by, you know, the four on four, the War Games team, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, CM Punk, Usos, Nightmare, and then we get a brawl, okay? And then, of course, as expected, number five on the heel team is one Brock Lesnar,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Ooh.
And then, of course, the now OTC. Go ahead.
But did you notice they put the credit? They put the credits up to try to get people to change the channel.
Uh huh.
And I was like, "Nope, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere." And here comes the OTC. So yay.
Yes, and by the way, the OTC and other spirit cops, so to speak, through the wall, through the barricade.
Yeah.
And thank
those
you,
weren't cops.
No.
Oh, of course not. I swear there were rosebuds last week. And thank you, WWE Production, for giving me the POV body cam footage of going through that barricade.
Fucking awesome. Great stuff. Great stuff. Again, they're setting up because we all know that next month is going to be a doldrum month.
Mm-hmm. Yep. December mm-hmm. will be pretty much outside of Cena.
Yes, and yes, outside of Cena, and then we're starting 2026 in Riyadh, so yeah, you know.
Yeah, and just a note, since there's likely not going to be, at least for WWE, a pay-per-view I cover for them between now and Elimination Chamber, chances are we're going to do an AEW Pick'ems.
What, for Revolution?
Depends.
Or World's End.
World's End World's is End. More than likely what I'm going to go for. The only question when is World's End? December 27th. Ew. Do we do a show the day after Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
I probably won't be available.
Yeah.
For again, reasons.
Yeah,
for reasons, of course. So, let's see. So, then we move over to Gold Rush, also from the theater at Madison Square Garden.
Ah, to NXT. Okay.
Yes, to NXT. They taped 2 weeks of shows there, okay? The esteemed Mr. Block and I saw the first ones, and of course next week is on tape delay, so we're going to go through both, because we ain't going to be here.
Yes.
Okay?
Correct.
Okay. The opening match had Ethan Page and Chelsea Green defeating Joe Hendry and Thea Hale, which was awesome. Okay? Mm-hmm. Great match. You know,
mm-hmm.
the whole nine, you know, so that's great. Monroe defeated Sol Ruka by technical knockout?
Yep.
That's right, because Zarya threw in the towel against Sol Ruka because her leg was being bent in ways it shouldn't be.
Yep.
Dark State defeated Javon Evans and Leon Slater because he's still bouncy, you see.
Yep, and then they have set up Obafemi versus Ricky Saints at NXT Deadline.
Right, and also Deadline will also be the Iron Survivor as well.
And, okay. Of course, in the main event of that evening, or of last Tuesday, JC Jane beats Tatum Paxley after Izzy Dame and the Colleen betray Tatum to let JC win again.
Right, and also, the next show which we're going to see is going to have John Cena announce the Iron Survivor contenders.
Yes. Okay. And that's the only part of the show that has not been disclosed yet.
Correct. So, you have Jackson Drake defending the WWE Evolve Championship over Shawn Legacy. Kendall Gray defeated Lainey Reed for the Evolve Women's Championship. Lei Ling Yi is your new TNA Knockouts Champion who defeated...
The former Xia Li.
Correct. Yes. Defending Kalani Jordan and Jordan Grace. And in a men's Iron Survivor qualifying match, Miles Bourne defeated Trick Williams, and Fallon Henley defeated Zarya for the vacant Women's Speed Championship. This is actually a very smart play to put on all the really not the B team on that show.
Okay. How do you figure?
Well, I'm just saying, are those really any important matches this week? Really?
Week, not much outside of what's coming up on Raw and SmackDown, the Titans Now tournament.
Right. Right. So AEW basically was a preview leading to what's going on right now as we speak, which we will cover on the way back.
Okay? Yes.
You know,
of course, that we're talking about Full Gear, which, as Jason just mentioned, is going on right now. However, I do want to talk a little bit about the Tailgate Brawl.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
Because, once again, a preteen, or is it a teenager now, got involved.
Oh, Big Justice?
Yes, Big Justice, who gave a pretty solid...
Yes.
Yeah, Diamond Cutter.
Yeah, I'm trying to say... You mean, Eric Justice is 12. That's the Rizzler, right? Or no?
No, the Rizzler is the younger one. Big Justice is older.
Oh, that's right. The Rizzler is 9? He's 9? Yes. I thought he was 12 the way he is. Well,
no. Big Justice is 12 years old. And he gave a Diamond Cutter to Rocky Romero.
And of course, Rocky Romero, you know, gave him a good shot, okay?
Yes.
Sold it like death.
And Trent Beretta gave Big Justice a good shove.
Alright.
So, yeah.
You know. And, So, that's happening on that right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're on SmackDown this week, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The show opened up with The Vision in the ring, minus Brock, and minus Drew, who is inside the bus. And by the way, great makeup job on Cody, by the way.
Yeah.
That was so good. So good. So good. Really, 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 really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the open challenge. By the way, Ilya Dragunov, he's a workhorse, man.
Yeah.
Look.
Oh. He is an effing beast. Yeah, I love watching it.
Dragunov is getting exactly what he deserves.
Yes.
Because that man is an absolute psycho in the ring. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
We call you the Mad Dragon for a reason.
Uh-huh. And then, of course, after he beats J.D. McDonagh, what is it? Tama Tonga basically says, I'm coming for your ass.
Yeah.
And Ilya's like, I'd welcome this.
Indeed. Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Let's see now. Carmelo Hayes beating Bronson Reed.
And by the way, I love it. Alexa Bliss shoves Charlotte Flair into a room with Rhea Ripley and Neo's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And that beautiful promo. Oh, yes. That beautiful promo.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. My God, Charlotte can cut a promo.
Yeah.
Yes.
It feels like now that she's actually being able to have fun, things are starting to get better for her. Instead of just taking herself all that, you know, all serious shit.
Right, indeed. I also wanted to say, I also wanted to say that, excuse me for a second. So, we had the tournament match between Big Bronson Reed and Carmelo Hayes. Yes. And you're thinking, oh yeah, Big Bronson's going to advance, right? Wrong. It was enough, what is it you call making shenanigans on all parts?
Yeah.
Yes. The only thing was missing was Miz.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yes, plenty of shenanigans to put Carmelo Hayes into the mix. Which I think he does deserve. He's been the word abused isn't the right word.
But then first of all, Cody cut an insane promo when he said, he goes, Bronson's the best of that group, but he won't figure it out until he looks at the lights. Braun, history shows a Steiner is never better than a Rhodes. Logan, do a flip, pilot your drone, nobody cares. Brock Lesnar, he was the last guy to beat him. Paul Heyman, you build him, I'll beat him. And he goes, this is a perfect line. War Games, the match beyond is my damn birthright. It's not just a match, it's my damn birthright, and I'll see Paul, you'll see them in San Diego. Yeah. Great promo, by the way.
It was.
Really good.
Passionate, true, and great hype for the match.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to watch it while I am elsewhere.
Yeah.
Mm. So, Chelsea saying that there's not, you know, not enough good vibes here, is going to postpone her celebration to next week. She runs away from Jade Cargill.
Mm-hmm.
You got DIY versus Fraxim. And by the way, thank you for, again, bringing back the old music.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Welcome back, Rebel Heart.
Yes.
And those Jackass t-shirts are all going to sell.
Yes. And then, of course, Penta beats Finn Balor.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we get the same thing from, you know, the end of Raw, except for the women's matches, and we got AJ Lee, Becky Lynch and AJ Lee for the respective teams.
Yes.
Yes.
So, and they taped next week's SmackDown.
Yep. Okay.
So, Jey Uso defeats Rusev. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And in an interesting bit of chicanery, The Miz and R-Truth both want to be in the tournament. Okay.
All right.
R-Truth distracts Aldis. Miz swaps his name. Puts his name in, and oh my God, I'm in the tournament! But he does he loses to LA Knight. What does that set up? Yes. So what does that set up? What is the bracket then? LA Knight, Gunther, Penta, and Jey Uso, right? No way.
Taking a look at the bracket. There we go. It is going to be now, yeah, Jey Uso versus LA Knight. And Gunther probably versus Solo Sikoa, or no, Penta. Penta, that makes more sense.
Well, yeah, because Penta beat Balor.
Yes.
Or is there another match?
No, not yet. Penta and Solo Sikoa is a quarterfinal match.
And what's the, Gunther, is that the last one? Or is it...
Gunther versus Carmelo Hayes is the other.
And okay, that and that'll be when? Monday
night. Yeah, that'll be this coming Monday.
Okay. Then, of course, Chelsea Green celebrated her success. Jade Cargill took out Alba Fire, and then she dropped Chelsea Green jaded. Okay?
Yeah.
And then the War Games Advantage match, Charlotte Flair defeated Asuka with the natural selection. And in the Survivor Series elimination match, Solo Sikoa was your sole survivor. And supposedly the match lasted an hour.
Damn. Ooh.
And then after the match, the Wyatt Six returns. And then Bo Dallas appeared and hit Solo with Sister Abigail.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
So, before we get into, if anything happens on Monday Night Raw, but we do want, I think we just want to talk about the matches.
Yes, because pickups will not be happening because I do not feel like it.
That's fine. I think Dominic Mysterio wins and beats Cena.
Yeah.
I believe that.
I believe that's going to happen as well.
Yes.
Now, the men's War Games match. I mean, do we get the faces to win both? Or do they win one? Or
they
none?
They win one. And chances are it is going to be this, or not this one. I believe the heels are going to win the men's Rumble, or the men's Survivor Series match.
I agree with you, D.
Because it's going to be the Bronze winning it. I believe Lesnar's going to get eliminated. Drew will, and Logan will.
No, it's not Survivor Series style.
Oh, it's War Games. Okay, so it's going to be essentially, I think they're going to get Punk to tap out.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Essentially giving Drew even, or Drew might just do it, or yeah. But then again, Drew hates Punk, hates Rhodes, so yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna go nuts. Okay? Yes.
And then on the
And by the way, with the faces winning the advantage on SmackDown, the heels will win the advantage on Raw.
Yeah, more than likely.
And I believe that AJ Lee will get the pin over Becky Lynch in the War Games match.
That will be the other side.
Yeah.
Now the thing is, both of these matches essentially have to one up the Blood and Guts matches from last Wednesday.
I'm not so sure. I understand what you're saying.
Those two matches were nuts. On Dynamite. Just completely and utterly nuts.
They were. They were absolutely insane. Dad and I really had to take a nausea pill after some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was really gross and disgusting. Especially Roderick Strong, good grief.
Yeah.
I don't think they're gonna try to top him in the Blood and Guts, pun fully intended.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're going to try to tell a much better story.
Oh, and by the way, EO will do another trash can spot again.
Yes.
Yep.
It's tradition. T- 'Tis Thanksgiving tradition.
Yes.
And you notice what I also like, that they're not doing a food fight.
Yeah. Sure.
Personally, I miss those. I love the Thanksgiving food fights.
I don't, but I don't like wet and messy stuff like that.
Oh, and by the way, Vakir's going to beat Bella, too. I don't think that...
Yeah, Stephanie Vakir's going to beat Nikki Bella, more than likely.
I hope so. I have absolutely zero interest in this match.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you. I have zero interest either, but I'm just saying. There's going to be a fifth. What do you think the fifth might be?
Fifth match? No. No, they wouldn't do that. They're going to hold that off for Raw and SmackDown.
I'm just wondering. By the way, who has the Raw tag team and who has the SmackDown tag team championships? We know.
AJ and Dragon Lee have the Raw titles.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the Wyatt Six have the SmackDown title.
Yep.
That's right. That makes sense. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of expecting it to be the motherfucking Tongans, I mean the MFTs, against the Wyatt Six. Mm-hmm. But
that ain't happening, though.
Yeah.
No, it's not. But that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be outside at a baseball stadium. Is there going to be, 50,000 people there, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me look at WrestleTix and see what the seating capacity is.
Just don't look at the prices.
No, I'm talking about WrestleTix, like what's sold and what isn't.
No, I know. I'm just saying, don't even look at the prices.
I'm not going to look at the prices. I tried to win a contest to do it, and I didn't win, so, eh. Full Gear was an absolute sellout, by the way.
Yep.
At 10,000, okay?
Mm-hmm.
SmackDown was pretty much a sellout. Monday Night Raw is pretty, 9,000 seats set up. Okay. Dynamite. Nation Chamber. Hold on. Survivor Series 2025.
Live research, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, folks. They're saying about 32,000 have been sold out. It's 32,000.
Okay.
As of about a week ago. The current setup is about 35,000. Interesting,
mm-hmm.
But they didn't sell it out crazily, but okay. No, because what they did was is that they pretty much didn't sell most of the bleachers and all that stuff. Okay. Basically first and third base sides. Okay. And that's what they're doing. And talking about, again, what we're talking about, the schedule for 2026, good grief, that we pretty much know everything for the most part,
Mm-hmm. We do, but doesn't mean we have to like it.
Yeah,
I hear that. You've got New Year's Evil, which is NXT in California, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The new Saturday night's main event in San Antonio, the Royal... Oh, this is 25. I'm sorry. My mistake. Excuse me. Oops. Saturday night's main event in... That's the Bell Center in Toronto. Then the Royal Rumble's in Riyadh. Elimination Chamber is in Chicago on February 28th. Vegas is on April 18th and 19th. SummerSlam is in Minneapolis. Money in the Bank is in... in New Orleans, so, mm-hmm. And we'll know more later on, if New York ever gets another pay-per-view or anything of that ilk. Yes, yeah. There's a lot of it. the prices will be astro fucking normally high, as they are and will be, you know. Sadly.
Yeah.
But I think we got everything, didn't we?
No. We still have at least one more thing we should be covering, and that's something that's going to be starting in 20 minutes.
Oh, yes!
Let
20
me
minutes?
Talk
no,
about
no,
this,
it's
not... please.
No, hold on. This is, it's not 20 minutes. It's about,
10:15 Eastern.
Oh, yes, in about 20 minutes. Then I will switch there.
Yes.
That is
AAA Alianzas. Going to be
or
held.
Allies.
Yes. Held at the Gimnasio Olimpico Juan de la Barrera in Mexico City. 6 matches on the card. We'll have Los Cinco Circus facing off against El Ojo. Or the Eye in Spanish.
Okay.
Right.
La Parca facing off against Galeno del Mal. Axiom, hopefully with his mask back, versus Javon Evans and Octagon versus Octagon Jr. in a triple threat. Natalia and Fabi Apache facing off against La Hiedra and Flamer. Dominic Mysterio and El Grande Americano will be facing off against Dragon Lee and El Hijo del Vikino. And in the main, Ethan Page and Chelsea Green face off against Lola Vice and Mr. Iguana for the World Mixed Tag Team Championships.
They ain't gonna lose that at all. They're not.
No.
They're too good right now.
Yes.
And just some other things. We actually have 7 matches for the... We've had some more matches added to the Wrestle Kingdom card.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Tanahashi... What is it? Crazy Sexy Tanahashi versus Okada.
Stupid Sexy Tanahashi.
Right. And then then Evil versus Aaron Wolf for the Neverweight Open Championship. Saya Kamatani versus Shuri, winner take all.
Yep.
Strong IWGP. Yep. Takeshita versus Tsuji.
Yoda Tsuji.
For and that's a winner take all for the IWGP, all that stuff.
World Heavyweight Championship and Global Heavyweight. They're merging into
right.
one belt as well.
El Desperado versus Kose Fujita versus Taiji Ishimori versus Sho. Versus for number one contender for the Junior Heavyweight Championship.
Which is currently held by Doki.
Okay. Kuro Yano versus Spirit Tech.
And.
Versus, we don't know yet.
Toru Yano versus, and Spirit Tech, which is Master Wato and Yo. Versus 3 more people in a 6-man tag team Rambo, which is just a battle royal.
For the Never Open Weight 6-man tag team championship.
Yep, and then one more match on top of that. Kaisei Takeshi, who is actually a J-pop guy. Currently part of The Rampage. Or The Rampage or The Rampage from Exile Tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Which is... Yep, it's just straight up a J-pop band. So, yeah, that's just wild.
Weird.
Yeah. Yes, it
so
is.
That's going on. Let me just see if they have anything for World's End before we go. I don't think they do.
Don't think so yet. It's a little early, because World's End is, once again, the 27th of December.
We do have one other thing that we do need to cover, but I'll let you finish looking all that up.
No, go for it.
There was a... very important passing this week. Wrestling commentator Bob Caudle.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and someone else, too. Yes, it was mentioned by everybody.
Doubly so if your name is Tony Schiavone, because Tony Schiavone looked up to him.
Jim Ross.
Ross worked with him down in... I want to say was for... Jim Crockett Promotions, if not a little bit earlier. the Watts territory.
But I've heard some of Bob Caudle's work. He was a little before my time when it came to watching wrestling.
Yeah,
he was part of the old boys network, shall we say?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he was 95 years old.
Mm-hmm. I was a little surprised that he was still alive, and that I don't mean in how I mean that.
I do.
But yeah, I've heard some of this commentary I can appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
I can appreciate, and I can see the influence he's had.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just trying to think.
It. Yep.
I'm also trying to see what, because Brian, our good friend Brian Henniger, Chair Swinging Freak, talked about this. Just need to see if he did mention it. If not, we can catch it at another point. But yes, he knew about Bob Caudle, and because again, Southern wrestling, you know.
Yep.
Uh huh.
So I think that is pretty much it.
Yeah, I think we pretty much hit everything we need to anyway.
I think we do. And of course, we just want to say, because next week is our annual Thanksgiving break. We will not be here. We will not be covering,
Survivor Series.
Yep, we'll not be covering Survivor Series. We'll talk about Full Gear and Survivor Series on the next episode, which will be the first one of December.
Mm-hmm. And what we are going to do, BS Big Show will be there on Tuesday because we have to preview the Thanksgiving games, you see.
Yep. Not a surprise, that.
Yes, exactly. And of course we will be reviewing week 12 action as we head into the Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving and Black Friday games.
Yes.
At WLTI, I don't think we're going to record an episode on I think we're taking off as well.
Okay.
We'll be back with 2 weeks of Survivor. We have a Super Champ on Jeopardy going on. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we're going to be heading on the best and worst of everything because that's the final month. We're in December. The year's almost over, kids.
Yeah.
And, Nikki, we have to talk about the Nikki Awards, don't we?
We do. I've got to start compiling all of that. And with so much that has gone on this year, I have barely any idea where I'm going to start.
Mm-hmm. I mean, put it to you this way, Nikki. We started the year with Hulk Hogan getting booed at the Netflix premiere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 6 to 7 months later, Hulk Hogan passes.
Yeah. Okay.
We've got the ticket prices. WWE being international. You know, Cena's heel turn.
Mm-hmm.
That turned out to be fizzling pile of dog shit. So many returns. All AEW continuing to go. TNA, working with WWE in a huge way. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
It feels like that WWE has been on Netflix for 5 years already.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been 1 year.
I know.
Actually, 10 months. Going on 11.
But it still feels like so much longer.
Yeah.
But trust me, it's all the list. Excuse me. I should not be tired. I slept today.
We're all tired. The weather.
Yeah.
The freaking weather, but... But Nikki, you want to talk about your... Oh, I'm sorry. Josh, hey. Do you have anything to promote?
Yeah. As per usual, It Was a Thing on TV. This week on It Was a Thing on TV, the next line. Essentially, you ever watched The New Liars Club? You switch out products for movies? You've got it. That is exactly what the next line is. Coming up next week will be a two-pack of shows, the 1980 and 1989 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. You ever want to see the Joker prance about and say how great it is to be a villain? Well, here's your chance. You can watch, listen to all of that and so much more, though, when it was a thing on TV.com. Nikki, now it's time for your artist shout-outs.
Ah, yes. I don't know what's going on with our dear friend Jamie Claudia. Somebody, I guess, has locked her in the basement of the Has-Been Hotel. I have not spoken to her, and I know that holidays are going to be hell on wheels for her.
Yeah.
In the grocery business. So, just thoughts and prayers to her. Excuse me. Get my thing up here, because I seem to be fading a little bit myself. Obligatory shout out to Only One Bushu, based in Kuala Lumpur. I don't think she has any new artwork up, but check out her stuff on Tumblr. And I believe she still has a DeviantArt account. It is safe for work. Trust me. Dozer Draws at Little Dozer Baby. I recommend if you want something soft, really sweet. He does some wonderful, wonderful work. A little on the expensive side, but he is worth it. Very easy to work with, too. Gilberto Gaitan has one of the most unique setups for his artwork. His rates are pretty inexpensive. His commission info goes through VGen. He does a lot of wrestling artwork. Some of his more recent stuff is Rhea Ripley versus Maxine Dupree. He did another one for Dupree in celebration of her Intercontinental title win. His stuff is relatively inexpensive, and ask him about the Surprise Me feature that he offers. Let's see. Docile Bread, or Groovy. Currently, commissions are on hold. But, go check his artwork anyway. Keep an eye out. He does wrestling, he does some anime. He also does, what was the other one I just saw him doing here? Also seems to be a fan of Sonic. See, if you are looking for wrestling and anime put together, check out Ultanod on Instagram and Hultajes on Twitter. Ultanod's stuff is very on the nose, and if you can't find him on Instagram, just go to Uncle Paul's, any of Uncle Paul's social media accounts, and you can see it there. If you want a wrestler who's also an artist, look up Topla at @D_Topla on Twitter. She does wonderful chibi art. If you are a Poresu fan especially, she'll do lots of stuff for you. And if you don't think you've seen her artwork, you are not a Botchamania fan, because that's where most of it shows up. I don't know who are the other artists. Is there anyone else doing artwork for them?
Think so. For Botchamania. And I think so.
That I don't know.
Who.
Because I know it's a different artist for McAfee.
And Shivani as well.
Okay. So it just...
By the way, McAfee was on College Game Day this morning at 6 a.m. He was the driver of the Oregon Duck motorcycle.
Yeah.
He drove it onto the College Game Day, Game Day set and basically stripped down, took his shirt off, and showed his jacked figure afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So,
yes, McAfee's having
fun. I really don't have too much else, because I already bragged about Supercard's new season. Their new Super Showdown mode is actually kind of fun and very distracting from many of the other modes that they've had all this time. They did some flash events this weekend, and where am I? progressing. I am not quite into, of the four tiers they have introduced, I have not got the third one. I have Void.
Forgot to tell you something. I got to do something very cool. We talked about this on the show. I got to see a preview of an event, a new live event experience in New York City that's been going around, it's in 14 different locations around the country, called the Great Big Game Show. It debuts December 3rd. Go to greatbiggameshow.com to see if you're in your local area.
Very cool.
Got to talk about that.
So, too much else, because I'm right here.
Yeah.
I'm tired. They're tired. So, for Jason Block, for Statboy Josh Henniger, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. We'll be back at the beginning of December to talk about the fallout of Survivor Series and the upcoming Saturday night's main event, John Cena's last match.